Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
So we're going to see that when we get married, first of all, there is a vow to truth. And then we'll see there is a vow to love. And there is a vow to cherish. Remember now, the word vow has a divine connotation. So when marriage takes place, it is a supernatural thing. It has the vertical dimension and the horizontal dimension.
The truth is, your marriage can be transformative. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young begins his message, Living with Love, and explores how the three key words for your marriage are truth, love, and cherish. Stay with us. Dr. Young will be right back with his powerful message. Before we get to Dr. Young's message, we want to help you grow stronger and more confident in your daily walk with Christ by sending you the book that launched this ministry, Dr. Ed Young's The Winning Walk. By outfitting your life with God's Word, you'll be able to follow wherever He leads you. And this classic book from Dr. Young helps equip you for your lifelong adventure of walking with Jesus. We'll send you a copy of The Winning Walk as thanks for your gift to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and people all over the world through this program. And if you're able to become a pace setter by making your gift monthly, we'll also send you The Winning Walk audiobook. So call now to request your resources when you give. 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Living with Love.
Marriage. Marriage. From the beginning of the Bible in Genesis, the first real miracle that took place was when God gave us marriage. The vows are there, leave, cleave, naked, one flesh, no shame. So the Bible begins with marriage. The Bible ends in Revelation with marriage. We graduate and go to heaven and be with the Lord. There is a marriage feast of the Lamb, a banquet that takes place because the church, you and I, all of us, are the bride of Christ and He is the bridegroom, and therefore there will be a marriage celebration when we graduate and go to be with the Lord. So the Bible has a parentheses of marriage on both sides of it. And right in the middle, Jesus performed the first miracle when? Marriage feast, Cana of Galilee. And all the way through the scripture, we have Bible used, all the way through the Bible, we have marriage used as the best metaphor of what it is to know God through Jesus Christ. In this relationship we have vertically, this is the best illustration we have for what happens horizontally is marriage. Marriage is the most important and vital and significant human relationship, period. No debate. Bottom line, marriage. So therefore, we've been dealing with relationships, and we have at the beginning a study of marriage. And so this particular weekend, We're going to have a chance for every person who would like to, who is married, to recommit yourself to the vows that you have made. You say, well, what about singles? Singles need to understand the beauty and the miracle of marriage. If you're widowed, if you're divorced, if you've never married, how important it is when this is the figure that is used to help us understand the relationship we have with God, the best physical understanding is marriage. It is a sacred, holy gift. Now, let me confess something. When I first uttered those marriage vows, I'll tell you something, I didn't really follow through. I didn't really comprehend. I didn't know the depth of those vows. Somehow I had forgotten or did not know that a vow is different from a promise. A vow is something we make to God, not in any other reference. A vow is to God, and a promise or a contract or a resolution is different than a vow. And therefore, when you and I, if you've ever been married or you are married, when you uttered those vows, they were to God as well as to your wife or your husband. Whoa. Now, when I got married, I knew I was legally married. I entered into a contract of the state. But I had no idea that that emotion that I felt of love and that chemistry that I felt, which I could not separate from that emotion. Do you understand what I'm saying? Did you listen? Yeah. But a vow. And then as I studied these vows with a new depth of understanding that I pray God would give to you and me, I find, where did they come from? They began in the garden. They've evolved through time. And finally, the Archbishop of Canterbury had put down those classical vows you found in the Common Book of Prayer, and they've evolved. And some people get married, they write their own vows, but there are a basic overlook of vows that most of us have repeated after the person who married us. So therefore, I thought it's a good time for us to restate those vows, to now with new understanding. I will tell you something. Last night, we have worship most any time, as you know, around here. And as I went out, I happened to be standing over here, and a couple came out, and they're just bright and smiling. And she said she would not repeat these vows. Now, they're married. And I looked at her, and she was smiling. I said, you know, why not? She said, I just now begin to understand what I've done. And I said, you're honest. You're an honest person. And so maybe that will be some of you, because they are far, far reaching. Now, also to my surprise, as I studied these vows with new eyes, I realized that of all people, Elvis Presley, in the song that was the theme of his life, really, encompassed these vows that are expressed biblically and have been retreated by people through the years, and I would never have dreamed of this. You remember TLC was that Elvis gave out? He gave out rings and bracelets and had on one of his many outfits that he wore. TLC, Tender Loving Care. But in the classic song that he sang over and over again, believe it or not, it encompasses the biblical view of marriage and the vows that are taken in marriage. Love me tender, love me true, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, You see, it's all there. For example, you take the word tender, and it can easily be the word cherish. Oh, big word. And love is there, and truth is there. So when you think about the biblical context in which our vows are built, it's all there in a secular song. So the secular world comes down and defines it, the biblical world defines it, and we repeat those vows when we get married. So we're going to see that when we get married, first of all, there is a vow to truth. And then we'll see there is a vow to love, and there is a vow to cherish. Remember now, the word vow has a divine connotation. So when marriage takes place, it is a supernatural thing. It has the vertical dimension and the horizontal dimension. So we talk about a vow to truth. And you see it in the thing. I, your name, I, Edwin, take thee, Lisa, to be my wedded wife, and to have and to hold from this day forward. Did you see the word to have? Do you see the word to hold? Oh, you know, those are. To have means to possess. To hold means to endure. So what happens, when we get married, we are actually fulfilling what the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 7, chapter 4, which he says, hey, wives, you don't own yourselves. You don't own your body. Husbands, guess what? You don't own your body. When you get married, the other person owns you. Whoa, that's a big thing. There has to be a lot of trust there, doesn't it? A lot of trust. And then he says, to have and to hold. Have means to totally own, to totally possess. You say, now, wait a minute. Yep, that's it. No wonder that lady didn't want to repeat this last night. She got it. And to hold, you can hold someone up. You can hold and push them down. You can lead them out. You can pull them back. And that is all in the hands of the wife and the hands of the husband. Well, I don't know. Oh, yes, this is biblical marriage, ladies and gentlemen, to have and to hold, and therefore, this is the very foundation of marriage, because that is a total reliability and a dependence on that person that you said, I do and I will to, as well as Almighty God, who is built in those vows. To have and to hold from this day forward, that sounds like forever to me. I don't know about you. And that is the foundation of truth. Truth is all in and through marriage. Truth comes out. And we discover that when we're married, we wake up sometime and say, oh, I didn't know he was so prideful. I didn't see that. Oh, I didn't know she was so vengeful. I didn't see that. I didn't know that he was so unforgiving. I didn't know that she pouted. And all of this and all in between, the little bitty things that we saw when we were dating or talking about getting married, now they're put on steroids. Those little things become gigantic things. And you wake up and say, I married a stranger. In the morning, you look over there, and there's gorilla breath. And the hair looks like it's been, you put your finger in a socket or something. Ah! And he gets up and puts on those old dirty sweats, and he goes to the bathroom and makes noises you never heard before. You see, there's no place to hide in marriage. The truth comes out. It is seen in this most intimate relationship. It is all there, and it's startling to some people. Man, you mean I've given myself to have and to hold to her, to him? but it's based on truth. Soren Kierkegaard, the philosopher, talking about marriage, he said, it's like that when you get married, you've gone to a costume ball and you're totally masked. Can you identify with mask? You're totally masked and you have a complete different costume. Nobody can possibly recognize who you are. And you dance and you eat and you have activities and celebration. And it's a wonderful time till midnight, i.e. the story of Cinderella, we would say, and you take off the mask. Whoa! And everybody knows who you are. You're identified. Kierkegaard, that's exactly what happens in marriage, isn't it? Everybody here can, oh yeah. Isn't it? To have and to hold, can I hold her a little less? Can I have her, you know, have him? Till death do us part. So, well, let me tell you about marriage. It's like a bridge. You take a bridge, it looks steady and strong, and it's painted, and it looks great. But you take an 18-wheeler and put it on that bridge, what happens? The stress of the 18-wheeler reveals all the flaws, and they begin to come out, and they begin to display themselves. Now, did the Mack truck or the 18-wheeler cause those flaws? No, that Mack truck just revealed those flaws that were already in the bridge. That's what marriage does, folks. It reveals who we are. There's an openness. There's a revelation of truth. Marriage based on truth. So we make a vow to truth. And all of a sudden, that person knows more about you than your mom or dad, your brother, your sister, your best friend. It's all there. 24/7. It's the most important relationship, the most sacred relationship. Not parents and children or children and parents or brother and sister or friends. It is marriage, where there's no place to hide. There's no place to run. And therefore, marriage always needs to have an open door policy. There should never be any locked doors in marriage. Never. So in marriage, you have to, well, I call it the beautiful triplet. In marriage, you have to talk, talk, talk. Listen, listen, listen. And pray, pray, pray. Otherwise, you're going to stay there. Well, our marriage is okay. There's a lot of okay marriages. And that is a tremendous tragedy, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we're okay. We're doing all right. You know, she sort of does her thing. This is a terrible, terrible thing. And really, it's a marriage in form and not in magnificent reality. Talk, talk, talk. Listen, listen, listen. And particularly, let me say a word to the guys. I've said this many, many times, but somehow I forget it. Gentlemen, we're not good listeners. And when your wife comes to you with a problem, listen, 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 but do not try to solve the problem. That's something men don't understand. They come with a problem, well, let me tell you, you need to do this and stop doing this and go there. Oh, no, 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 guys, listen to me. When they come with a problem, merely restate the problem to them. Well, you say you're having a problem with that friend who sort of betrayed you. You know, restate the problem. Don't try to solve it. Gentlemen, trust me. You try to solve it, all of a sudden you're in the middle of it. So in marriage, you listen, listen, listen. You talk, 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 and you pray, pray, pray. And all of a sudden, a marriage is just okay. And a lot of marriages are just okay. I've read a lot of surveys about marriage. And the one that seems to be overwhelmingly true is that about 62 or 63% of married people say, in confidence, if I had to do over, I would marry him or her again. About 60%. And only about, you know, 5 to 8% marriages say, our marriage is fabulous. Only about 5 or 8%. So something's wrong with all of this. I think it's the fact we don't understand the vows. We don't understand the sacredness of it. And first of all, there is a vow to truth. To truth. And the next part of our vow, there is a vow to love. We're going to be dealing with love in weeks and weeks and weeks to come, and I will not exhaust that most vital, pregnant, meaningful word. But we're going to deal with it. But I'm going to sort of touch on love. First of all, you read in the scripture a very clear word in 1 John 4:16 that God is love. Now, well, I knew that. Well, think about it. God's essence, God's totality with all of his other attributes is totally, complete, pure love. And that scripture in 1 John says, if we love God, therefore God loves us. And there is that love relationship between you and I to God, and God's love is unending.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Galatians 5:17, for the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. A battle of kingdoms. No, I'm not referring to a new PlayStation game or an HBO series. I'm talking about something you and I experience every day. We live in the service of two kingdoms. One is the kingdom of self, which revolves around us, our wants, pleasures, desires. The other is a grander realm, a kingdom of selflessness, better known as the kingdom of God. The kingdom revolves around his agenda, his will, his glory. In the world, there is a constant war being fought between the kingdom of self and the kingdom of selflessness. When we live for ourselves, our flesh, we have spiritual, emotional, and relational conflict and breakdown. Victory only comes in the kingdom of selflessness when we have the singularity of heart and passion to serve God and others. So which kingdom do you find yourself in more? God is waiting for you, for me, to choose sides.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's message has been a source of encouragement for you, and we'd love to help you continue to grow stronger in your relationship with Christ by sending you Dr. Young's book called The Winning Walk. Nobody instantly becomes an overcoming Christian, but by outfitting your life each day with the Word of God, you'll be able to follow wherever He leads. And Dr. Young's classic book helps you do just that. We're excited to send you a copy of The Winning Walk as thanks for your gift to help keep this broadcast coming your way and going out to encourage people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. And if you choose to make your gift monthly by becoming a Pace Setter, we'll say thanks for your first monthly gift by also sending you the new audiobook copy of The Winning Walk. So call now to give and request your copy. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Come back tomorrow for the conclusion of his message, Living with Love.